Okay, hello, this is Sebastian again in Between the Buttons, and here I have Francis Joseph and Don Hutchinson, all the way from Middle Earth. New Zealand. Yes. You used to come from the Auckland University of Technology, and I found your talk really fascinating with all the things that you've been doing at the Edge. And tell me more about this interactive screen you've got.
Okay. Well, actually, we're from CoLab, which is at Auckland University of Technology, and that's a creative technology centre that encourages capability with new technologies. So we are actually working with industry and community, knowledge sharing, research and development. That's our kind of mandate. And one of the projects we're working on at the moment is developing an interactive screen programme.
And so that's with The Edge, which is a performing arts centre in Auckland, and our presentation that we gave was really looking at some of the, I suppose, some of the particularities of that space and that cultural context in a performing arts venue, and looking at other sorts of interactive screen locations and, I suppose, the sort of theories and thinking around interactivity in different contexts. So interactivity in the context of, say, urban screens, or interactivity in terms of gaming consoles, or interactivity in terms of marketing. So we're very interested in the opportunity that we've got to work with The Edge to look at different strategies that we might take, both in terms of developing content or using content that exists, how we can actually fund it and run it to be a sustainable project, and also just that, you know, there aren't any sort of formal content development companies for interactive screens. There's not a production system as like there is for film or for video. So it's quite an interesting area to work with in a research aspect, as well as in a sort of a content development and production capacity.
Yeah, and a very interesting thing would be that you'll get a lot of the feedback from the public, from people that actually will use the screen and will use the space. And I'm just really curious about what artists would do by actually maybe submitting things to you guys, saying, could this kind of piece be used for people in the public? So how are you going to manage what is on display?
I think that we've got a sort of a management group to manage the project, but I think that's really important to be open, because there are people out there doing some fantastic work, and often they don't have very good places to be able to show it. Gallery spaces have got pluses and minuses. You only get a particular sort of audience coming in, and also just the whole approach to what interactive art might be, as opposed to what interactive work in a more public situation might be, are very interesting. And I think a lot of artists who are involved with new medias actually want more public engagement. And so I think it's probably a really interesting opportunity, and one that we'd like to make more open for people to have access to. So I imagine we'll have, in that sense, we'd probably have a sort of submissions process, or at least, you know, having things on our CoLab website, to say to people, look, if you're developing this sort of work, let's talk. I think the other thing also is that there might be a lot of content out there that people have already created. So we've got those two strategies: one, to be able to sort of maybe commission or at least work with people in developing new content, but also looking at how existing interactive content might be adapted or modified for that particular site. So I think there's lots of opportunities.
So if you're interested in what we've just talked about, don't hesitate to get onto the web, www.colab.org.nz, or email me, dawn.hutchison, HUTCHESSON, at AUT.ac.nz.
Yeah, I'm just already picturing all the people that are designing games and things like that for say like the Xbox Kinect and things like that, wanting to try this out in a very public place to have a the sort of exposure. But this sounds really interesting. And girls, thanks a lot. You've got to go to your dinner, and thanks again.
Thank
Enjoy.
You, Sebastian.
Thank you, Create World.
And Kia ora from New Zealand.
That's okay. Okay, this is Between the Buttons.